We are on Daf, Tzadikei, Omed Aleph. Let us just finish the Tosfos we had started yesterday. The Gemara, just to review quickly the sugya we had learned yesterday, the Gemara cleared the Shaila according to Rameya. Rameya says that Agoiz al-Rachel v'gozuz al-Pora v'yolda m'shalom oiso v'ezgiza yisera v'esbeloda yisera. The Gemara in the second Lashon understood that Rameya Zicha holds minatayra shinye yiskayne, and that what it says in the Baraisa, that the Gazlan has to return the Gizis and the Vlodis, even though there was a Shinui, is because Rameya counseled the Gazlan that he should not be Marviach from the Gzela. The Gemara clears a Shaila, Ki Kokonis Bemezit, Avo Beshoigik Loikonis, Eiduma Afilo Beshoigik Namikonis. More clear that Philip Beshoigik Namikonis and Rashi had said Pshat, Beshoigik Gain Lekeach, Shalokach Migazlan Behishbicha, a person purchased stolen goods from a Gazlan, Behishbicha, Bloyoda Shehigzula. He was completely unaware that it's stolen goods, he was Mashbichit, he made a Shini in it. What does Rameya hold in such a case where he was a shaygeg? Is he also not koine b'shine, or maybe there he is koine b'shine? The Gemara brought a raya from a baraisa. The baraisa says that one of the cases that one is goive from b'nei chayren is Shvach peres or shvach kakois, which means that if a person was a lekeach from a gazlan and he purchased a karka from a gazlan and he was mashbich the karka, and then later the nigzal came and the nigzal was mitzi this karka from the lekeach together with the shvach. So the meicher, who is the gazlan, has to pay him the shvach. And the Brais is telling us that the shvach is only paid from neicherim and not from mishubodim. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from this case, that why does the Lekeach mon the complete shvach from the meicher, that means the shvach keneged a yitzie, the shvach yeser al yitzie, lechere, the shvach keneged a yitzie, he's entitled to mon meiker adin from the nigzal. And the Gemara understood shvach peres means that he mons the complete shvach from the meicher, because the meicher was mekabel achayis, that he'll pay him for the shvach. But from the nigzal, who rightfully owns him for the shvach keneged ayitziyeh, he doesn't mon. So the Gemara wanted a proof from this, that we see that they cancelled the lekeach, who was also a gazlan. He has a karka gzula. And they said that the Yitzhiyah, that he was mighty, which, the Yitzhiyah said he was mighty, which rightfully belongs to him, they constantly cannot mum this from the Nixal. So we see they constantly, Elekech was a Shaygig. And the Gemara had a Havamina, we're speaking about Elekeach, who was aware that it's a stolen Karka, but he was under the impression that Karka Nixalis, and therefore, the karka belongs to him with Yish Vishini Rishus. And therefore, so that's a gazlan b'shoigik, and we consent him that the yitzias do not belong to him. And the Gemara answered that no, we're speaking about a Lekeach Talmud Chacham who knows that Karka Einan Ixeles, and therefore they counseled him that he lost the Yetzias. So let's just start the first line of Tosfos. Have a motzi lishnuye de bishvach ayeser ala yitzia mayri. The Gemara could have answered this whole kasha, this whole raya, is built on the assumption that the shvach that he is goive from the meicher is the complete shvach. That the shvach can neged a yitzia. And the shvach that's yeser ala yitzia. And therefore the Gemara has a problem why the shvach can neged the yitzia, why did he money from the nixel? So, Zaraya, we constantly look at. So Tosfos says, have a motzi lishnuye, the Gemara could have answered that the raya doesn't begin. That's what he mons the shvach from the meicher means the shvach a yeser yitzia mayri. Which does not belong to the lekeach at all. The hula have a knas, the given the kalkain and the gzelus, but you say the moriyash bechay. So the gmor could have said you have no raya whatsoever. All says in the baraisi among the shvach from the moicha who's the gazlan could very well be we're speaking about the shvach ayeser ayitzia, and then you don't see bechlal that they constant the lekeach. The gmor could have said it, but the gmor assumed. Now let's jump down to the line before the gimel in the brackets. Ela the balav hochi mishani shaker. That's the Tosfos says. The Gemara says a different teretz. It's not you want to bring a raya that counts in the gazlan ashegig. Could be he was speaking about a gazlan amazed, a talmud chacham who purchased the karka and knew that it's gozu, and he knew that he had no right to be mashbich, and he was mashbich. That is what Tosfos is saying. So Tosfos is saying, be'etzem, the raya could have been nitcha very easily, and we could have said, the Braise is speaking about the shvach, ha'yeser ali yitzim, but the shvach keneged yitzim, l'maisa de lekeach, is goive from the nigzal. But the Gemara says, no, you understand that means the complete shvach. Fine. You still don't have an araya. Avoleka lemeima. Now Tosfos says, but don't tell me this tam shvach mash mahakil. No, you can't say that shvach means the shvach yeser ali yitzia. Because when it says when you mon shvach, shvach means the complete shvach. Bein kenegede yitzia, bein mash yeser ali yitzia. So Tosfos says, you can't say that. The Hosam Gabi Plukta the Rav Shmuel B'Meicha Soda L'Chaveira. There's a Machlokes above Metzia, a person sold a Soda L'Chaveira V'Nimtzei She'ein Eshaloi. The Pligi Im Yashloi Shvach Im Lav. There is a Machlokes. Can the Lekeach be goive the shvach from the meicha. And as we had mentioned yesterday, the shaila is, Shmuel holds that he can't be goive the shvach from the meicha, because since in reality, there never was a mechira. In reality, the meicha sold him a stolen karka. So in reality, the transaction that occurred was a transaction of halva. The lekeach gave the meicher the mei halva, because he never acquired anything with his money. And Shmuel says, therefore, if the meicher will pay the shvach, so it's nire keribis. He lent him $100 for the kark, and he's paying back $115 for the shvach. the pligim yeshvachim lav. So there's a machlokes, so Shmuel holds that he doesn't get the shvach. Now, so the homa, that what Shmuel says, the lekeach, is not permitted to get shvach at all, that's the shvach hayeser al yitziyah. So that's called, he's getting a profit. He gave him $100. He's getting back a profit of $15. The yitziyah lama leitum in hanigzal, migorem yered besodach habere shaloi burshus. The yitziyah, he can zicha take from the nigzal. So the yitziyah zicha takes from the nigzal. So al kochoch, this machloikis is speaking about the shvach hayeser al yitziyah. So you see, stam shvach could also be speaking about shvach hayeser al yitziyah. Now, before we go further, Tosfos says for a davar poshut that the shvach keneged yitziyah he mons from the nigzal, and lechera that's the whole shackle of Italian agamora. Agamora is assuming he loses the shvach, he can't mon from the nigzal. They cancel him. So what does Tosfos say? The shvach keneged yitziyah zicha mons from the nigzal. Now, let us, Tosfos will say later more clearly, but let's just elaborate now. Tosfos holds, this machlokes is speaking about, that means that the lekeach was completely unaware that this is a stolen karka. Tosfos holds, if the lekeach is completely unaware that it's a stolen karka, there was never a havamin in the Gemara that you'll cancel the lekeach. What did he do wrong? He assumes it's the karka belongs to the meicher, and he invested in the karka, he was mashbich the karka, and now there's a svar, you'll cancel him? He's mamish innocent. It's not a shaykh. A shaykh is the way the Gemara said later. He knew that it was stolen, but he thought it belongs to him because there's a kark and exelus. That, you can have a pilpul, did they cancel the lekeh? Did they not cancel the lekeh? But if he was completely ignorant that it was a stolen kark, they zichet didn't cancel the lekeh. So Tosfos says, so therefore, that what Shmuel says, he's goyver, not goyver the shvach, Rav says he is goyver the shvach, Der shvach means zicha shvach hayeser yitziyah. So you see clearly that the word shvach does not have to mean the complete shvach. V'oid, I'll show you how the Gemara, that the word shvach can be very lightly translated. Tadipnei mishnini bepek mishameis mai shvach chatzi shvach. The Moshe says it doesn't even get the whole shvach, gets half of the shvach. Even though it says shvach, Moshe says it means half of the shvach. So you see, klal, there is no klal that wherever it says shvach, it means the complete shvach. Umiyu hamaksha. Now let's go back to our sugya. Hamaksha vadeis al kedaitach the torah kol hashvach. I mean, that's the whole thesis. Ava motzi lemeima, that is only torah the shvach hayesra al yitziyah. So, but the connected to see months from the nigzal. So then, this pachal naraydi cancel. But the machshon understood he months the complete shvach, and they cancel to me can month from the nigzal. That was derived from the gemara. The feast was also fine. So he learned the machshon held that the shvach means the complete shvach. The feast was also all the sanya bepeikam the bab metziyim. Im Ashvach Yeser al Yitzir, Neutel Ashvach Mibal Akarke ve Yitzir Mibal Choyv, Putminen Begoizel ve Nigzel. Now, there's a paraise in Bar Metzir that says as follows. Im Ashvach Yeser al Yitzir, if the Shvach is more than the Yitzir, Neutel Ashvach Yeser Mi Yitzir Mibal Akarke, who's the Meichel who was the Gazlan, by Yitzir, and the Yitzir, mi balchoy, which is the nigzel. So there's an unoffen a bereise in Bab Metzir that says clearly that the lekeach is goive the shvach from the nigzel, keneged the Yitzir. klar, not like the Makshe in our Gemara. So Taisvi says, Lo Yosi ke Rav Meir. So you have to say, forget, the whole pilpul in our Gemara is, according to Rav Meir. Because we see Rav Meir comes in the Gazlan. So Rav Meir, the Gemara, let us say, like Gazlan b'shoigi. That Bereise that says, that the Gazlan, that the Lekeach is Goyve the Shvach, Kineged the Yitzia from the Nigzal, that is not going according to Rameh, he holds it ever comes in the Gazlan. Rameh afili Yitzia min Nigzal less lay mishum tekodis. Inami yesh lechalik tosam hayri belo yodo shi gzule de bishoygi ki hay lekodis. Here Taisa says the Yisod that we had mentioned before, that the whole Shaila of the Gemara, the Kansan, the Gazlan, B'Shoigik, is not Pshat, he's an onus. He was completely unaware that it's stolen, a stolen Kalka. In such a case, less man the Polig, you never Kansan. Our Gemara is speaking about that he was a Shtikl Peisheya, he knew that was Gozel, but he thought, the Kalka Nigzeles, or the second case, that nothing he knew that he's not doing the right thing, but he thought it's not kefela. By such a gazlan, the gemara pilpul they can't send the gazlan. But if he was completely unaware that it's stolen goods, less man the polik vezicha than can't send the gazlan. This is what Taisvi says. Now we started tonight by mentioning Rashi. Rashi says, b'shoigig, when we, the Gemara declares the Shaila, that they can't say gazlan b'shoigig, kegoin loikeach shalokach mi gazlan b'ishbicha, v'lo yodash igzula. So Rashi says that the Shaila of the Gemara is by an innocent loikeach. So l'chayr is a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. That's what the Teres Chaim wants to say. Pnei Yeshua also wants to be mitzadet like that, but then the Pnei Yeshua says a beautiful vote. The Pnei Yeshua says, we are mixing up two inyonim. The Gemara that wanted to prove that we cancelled the Lekeach, that we cancelled the Lekeach, and what was the Knas? That he invested money in the Kalke, and he can't get back his money that he invested from the Nigzel. The Nigzel now, he invested, he purchased a Kalka, he invested $10,000 in the Kalka, the Nigzel takes back the Kalka is now worth $15,000 more, then the Nigzel takes back the Kalka, which is worth $15,000 more, he doesn't pay a penny, and we cancel the Lekeach that he loses his $10,000. So, Zekeilike Pnei Yeshua, to make a person lose what he invested, he says, that stuff he has to be a shtikl shegetz. If he's mamish innocent, if he didn't know that it's stolen, I'm happy to do such a thing to make him lose the money he invested. Rashi, that Rashi says the shaila was that lokach shlokach shlokach migazlon vihishbicha v'lo yoda shigzula is not speaking about karka. He's speaking about metaltalim. Lekeach shelokach migazlan, vishbicha, he made a shvach, he was mashbichet. He was mashbichet. Let's say, he bought a rochel to une, vigozezo. So here, you want him, he wants to be maviach from the gzela. Here we want to say, crime pays. Here, Rashi holds that Philip was an honest, he won't be maviach from the gzela. There's two in yonim of knas. The Gemara learned that here we cancel, Afili should lose money, so that the Pnei Yeshua, this knas to make him lose money is only, if he's a shtikl shegetz, if he's a shtikl peshe, he should lose the money he invested. But there's another knas, he shouldn't be maviach from the gzeila. That Rashi holds, that, and Tosis could be also agrees with that, not to be maviach from the gzeila, that could be, there's a knas, Afili, he was an onus, he was unaware of a that it was stolen. He also won't be Mavir from the Gzele. That was the Knas of Rameh. Now, with this Yesod, the Pnei Yeshua says, Amoyre de Kizach, the Gemara closed the Shaila, what the case was speaking about, a whole, the Gemara makes a whole scenario, was speaking about
and Amoritz that bought it, and he knew it was Gozel, but he thought that it's speaking that the Kaka Nigzelus, Meili thought it was kind of Yeshushin of his shoes. And so we see, we count from the Shoyge, Gemara says, no, we're not speaking about an Amoritz, we're speaking about a Talmud Chochem who knew that Kaka Nigzelus. So who? He says, why did the Gemara have to say such a Maisa, say it's speaking about it? He didn't know before that it was stolen. So if he did not that it was stolen to make him lose money, no one that have a minute that will counsel him he should lose money if he did not that it was stolen. So therefore, when the Gemara understood Pshat and the Baraisa that Rav Meir counseled he should lose money, the Gemara had to figure out a scenario that is a shtickle shaygik, a shtickle pesheya. That's how the Gemara had to do it. The Taisa was weiter. We're speaking about he knew that it's a stolen karka. He knew that karka ain't an exelus. And that's the case. So Taisa says, if that's the case of the Baraisa, Bamai Goive Shvach Minachosim Bnechoirim, the Pere Kamadabai, why does he come from the Moicha? The Kamadabai Matsiya Fligu Behikya Boshaini Shaloi. Gemara clears a shaila, if a person knew that it's a stolen property, v'lokcho, and he purchased it, he knew it's stolen. So Gemara clears a shaila, imois matone, oi pekodn, avol kul alma ein loy shvach. The Gemara says, Amar de Kazach, if I come over, and someone wants to sell me the Williamsburg Bridge, and I say, fine, here's money, I give him $1,000, sell me a bargain, $1,000, he's selling me the bridge. Fine. I give him the $1,000. So the Gemara, now let's analyze the Shaila. This person, this Lakeach, knows 100% he can't sell the Williamsburg Bridge. He knows that. He knows it. He can't sell the Williamsburg Bridge. So the Gemara calls a Shaila, so what's Pshat in these $1,000 he gave to him? So the Gemara is two Mahalachim. One Mahalach, maybe it's a Matone. I mean, Yen is a Nebuch, and those... Sells him the bridge, gonna buy you the bridge, fakir, he did a good deal. Or it's a pekodin. But the Gemara understood Vadova Poshet, if I know he's selling me stolen things, and I know that it can't be chalitz, that the whole transaction is a galechta, the zicha no mecha. So the Gemara says, you won't munda later when they'll come and take away the bridge from me, I'll start standing there and taking tolls, and they'll kick me out. So Isaac can't go to the Moicha in Mon, Schwach or something else. I look close, it never became mine. So how can you say it's speaking about that he knew, speaking about a Talmud Chochem, who knows that it's Gzul and Kalkain and Exels, and Imon Schwach. So Taisu says, V'yishloim edosim shaloi b'chayis. They're speaking about if nothing was written, so we assume he knew that the whole thing is Gonish Megonish. The money is a pekodin or a matone. If a state's a shvach, he's here, he can't get. Behoche b'chayis, he was speaking about b'chayis, the b'chayis, lo shayach l'meimah, lo matone, lo pekodin. If they wrote clearly, he's going to pay me the shvach. So we see this person somehow thinks the transaction is, he means business what he's doing. He didn't think so deeply, but al kaponim. So then if they wrote the perish achayis on the shvach, So then he's zicher keman shvach, and the moi is not a maton or a pekod. Now, let us go back to the, we have a merdike gemara here, we learned gemara in Rashi. Let us go back to the Mishnah for what, not for the Tadat Tadakeh, but Aleph to the Baraisa. Around the 8 lines from the top. Gozal pora mi beres viyod. Tono rabon. Ha goizel rochel. A person stole a rochel for gozizel. Pora viyodo. Mishalim oiso bes gizoiseo bes vodoiseo divrei rameya. So Rameya says you give back the pora, you give back the vlad, divrei rameya. The Krashi, Mishalim Oisa Veskiza Iseo,
kol mashe nokal mimeno, whatever he stole, umashe hishbicho, the shvach, became a vlad. So Pashas was speaking about a gozel porim uberes, v'yoldo, he returns the porim, reikonis, he returns the vlad. And the Gemara says that Hamav Rameir is, because Rameir holds that they cancel the Gazon. Crime does not pay. You will not derive any benefit from this Gzela. You stole a Porum Eberes, now you ended up with a Vlad. No. You return the Porum, you return the Vlad, you don't get away with anything. You don't get any benefit from the Gzela. This is Rameir. Divrei Rameir. Well, now we have two more days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gzeila Chayzeres Be'eineho. Now, what does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. Gzeila Chayzeres Be'eineho, Kemoy Shehi Achshav Rekonis. Again, Gozal Porem Uberes, V'yoldo, Gzeila Chayzeres Be'eineho, Kemoy Shehi Achshav Rekonis, Yachzireno. Vahodel, that's it. That he returns. Vahodel mishalem the megizes, then he'll pay how much the gizes were worth, bishas the gzela. V'uber, k'mayshoi bishas ha gzela. V'loi shvach ha gizah shishbicha etzloi v'loi shvach ha vlad. V'kon is chab yudah. No, the gizah, he was goyfes it, that belongs to him. He was kind of the gizah with shinoi. The Vlad, he was kind of with Shinoi. Avodomim, Shevishas Agzela, but how much the Ubel was worth when he stole it? He stole it by Imo Meberes. So how much the Ubel was worth when he stole it? Mishale, that he has to pay. Vilegelamanda Oma Kola Gazlonim Botso Mishas Gzela Yishalma. No one knows you pay less than what you stole. If he's going to give back a Porah Rekonis, and Shuldik, you stole a Porah Moberes. You were kind of the Ubi, you were kind of the Vlad, and you're just going to give back a Porah Rekonis. No. You have to pay back how much the Uba was worth Mishas Gzela. That you have to pay back. So, Poshet, if we learn now, so we hear by Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rameya, that Rameya holds, they cancel the Gazlon, he's not koine the Vlad, everything returns, Mishalom Oiso, Vesgizisa, Vesvlo, they sell. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he didn't make any Knossos, he want Mikir Adin. You return the Porah Rekonis, that's yours. We mentioned Rashi in the Mishnah holds, the lady is not a Shini in the Porah, so you turn the Porah. The Vlad you keep for yourself, but you pay him how much for the Uber was Muberes, Peshash, you stole it, you pay for the Uber. Kol Gazonim, Mishalmi, Kishas, Exel. So we understand Rabbi Yehuda also. Now we hear for Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon Noima, Royin Oisa, Ki'ilo, Hi, Shuma, Etzloi, Bekesa. Rabbi Shimon says, now Rabbi Shimon doesn't speak anything about returning anything. We look keilu he shuma etzle bekesef. We shats up how much it was worth. Mishas agzeila. We look how much it was worth. Mishas agzeila. Umishalim domim kishas agzeila. He pays how much it was worth. Mishas agzeila. Olekamon meforish b'may pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon. So this Rashi will leave on hold. And now let's learn the next Gemara. Now, look the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gzeila Chayzeres Beineo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Royin Oiso, Keilu Hi Shuma Etzloi Bekesef. Mai Benayu. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Omar Rav Zvid Bishvach Shalgabi Gzeila Kamiflegi. Rabbi Yehuda Sover De Nigzel Havi. Rav Shimon Sova the Gazlan Havi. Now we have here Amir de Karashi. Let us see Rashi. Bishvach Shalgabi Gzela. Kegoin Shehishbicha Etzloi. Now all of a sudden Rashi says another case.
And we'll see as we progress in Rashi that the machloikis of Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, and Rameya are speaking about two cases. One case we had mentioned before, Gozel, Porim, Uberes, Vyolto. And another case, Gozel, Poro, Reikonis, Vinisabra, Etzloi. Vinisabra, Etzloi. He saw La Poro, Reikonis, and he became Muberes by him. And that is the Taich Shvach Shal Gabi Gzela. That means the Gzela that he stole La Poro, became Mushbach by him. It became Muberes, it became Tuna. Vishvach Shal Gabi Gzela. Kigoin, Shehishbicha Etzloi, Vadayin Loinatla Himeno. The Shvach is still on the Gzela. It wasn't separate from the Gzela. Kigoin, Shagoslo Reikonis, Venisabro, Oituno, Giza. So now Al Kaponim, Rapop is saying, there is also a Machloikis by Shvach Al Gabi Gzela. That he stole a Pora Reikonis, it became the Saber Etzloi, he stole a Rochel, the Nitana Etzloi. We have here a Machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Zot Rashi weiter, the Rab Yehuda Sobar, the Nigzal Habi. Rab Yehuda holds it belongs to the Nigzal. Vahochi Koma Rab Yehuda. Now, in this case, that a person stole a Pora, and it was Nisaber Etzloi, so Rab Yehuda says, Gzeila Chayzeres Beineho Lebaileho. The Gzeila goes back. We just learned before Rashi had said, Gozlo Poro Muberes V'yoldo, Rab Yehuda holds, the Vlad belongs to the Gazla. And what goes back? The Rochel Reikon, the Poro Reikonis goes back. The Vlad he keeps, he pays for the Uber. That was, we just learned that before. Now Rashi says, another case. He stole a Poro Reikonis. Venis Abra Etzloi. So what's the Gzela? The Gzela is the Poro. Gzela Chayzeres Beineo. The Gzela, I have now a Poro Muberes. Gzela Chayzeres Beineo. The Gzela with the Uber goes back to the Nixon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The same Rabbi Yehuda that held that he's kind of the Vlad, if it was Gozel Poro Meberes, Rabbi Yehuda holds if he's Gozel Poro Benisabra Etzloi, Gzela Chayzeres Beinel. Lebaileo, Bein Leshvach, this was said Leshvach, that means that the Bailam will gain from this, Gzela Chayzeres Beinel, Mainly Greyusa, and could be the Bailim will not gain, they'll lose from this. Kemoi Shehi Bishas Tavia Bebezdin. When the Nigzal takes the Gazlan to Bezdin, however the Pora is now, that's how the Pora returns. Whatever the Pora is now. So that means, we stole a Pora Moberes, and there was Yoldo, he returns the Pora. That's how the Gzail is now. It's a Pora Reikonis. If he stole a Pora Reikonis, Venis Abra Etzloi, Gzaila Chayzeres Beina, he returns to Pora Muberes. The Gzaila is returned. Veheche de Goro. Now, Rashi says, if he made the Gzaila less than it was before, Kegoin, Gozazah, he stole a Rochel Tuna. The Gozazah, he cut off the wool. The Yolda, or the Uber gave birth. Mishalem Pichsa. He pays. That, what it was less than when he stole it. So Rashi means to say, that means if he stole, Heche de Gora, means that he stole a Poromu Peres, Vyoldo. So he returns the Polareikonis. But Mishalem, but actually, you stole a Poromu Peres. Now, the Uber belongs to him already, because he was kind of Beshinoi, because the Uber became a Vlad. But Mishalim Pichsa, but when the Nigzal lost, you stole a Porom Uberes, and now you're giving him back a Porom Reikonis, but I had a Porom Uberes, Mishalim Pichsa, so he pays the Pchas of how much it is worth less now, when it's a Reikonis, and it was Bishas Gzeila, that then it was a Porom Uberes. Now, I think the correct Nusach over here is, we'll see later, Rashi Taka says, the Ihoda, what does Rashi mean, Mishalim? Rashi is explaining, Mishalim Pichsa, you pay the Pchas, the Ihoda Kotovale Nigzal, the Megizah, if the Nigzal comes in the Stoideya, the Megiz, you're giving me back my Porah Reikonis, but Anshuldik, you borrowed a Rochel Teune, you stole a Rochel Teune, you stole a Porah Meberes. The Hoda Kotovale Nigzal, the Megize Vuba Shegozel Mimenu, that he has to pay back. So, Memele, the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, that means we have to add on something, because the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is now very misleading. If Rabbi Yehuda said, Gzeile Choyzeres Beineho, which means he stole a Porah Meberes and returns a Porah Reikonis, so it seems that's it. He returns a Porah Reikonis, and that's it. So she said, no. But he has to pay how much it was worth, Bishas Gzeila. Period. This is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So now we know Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know reasons, but let's just understand what he's saying. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he stole a Porah Meberes, so Memele, then a Porah Meberes, so then, and it was Yolda, he keeps the Vlad, he returns the Porah Reikonis, and he pays for how much it was worth, Bishas the Ibo. Let's go. Upeligia ad Rameya. And he's choylik on Rameya. Rameya said, you return everything. You return the blood. You return the giza. Upeligia ad Rameya to Oma. Kule shvoche yoivle. Rameya says, you return everything. Rashi says, va'afal gav de kone giza of vlad b'shinui. What's the svar of Rameya? Rameya, he was kone the vlad and the giza b'shinui. Chazina lei. Now Rashi says something very interesting, we'll come back to this later. Keman de kule shvoche akati Allah kimi shalei nigzazo umishalim kula. And Rashi says, amoyre de kezach. We had said before a minute ago, and we'll see soon Rashi will say this again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person stole a porah, v'nisabro etzloi, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that you return the Porah with the Uber. You return Porah with Uber. But let's say noch besser. Let's not even talk about that. If I steal a Porah Meberes, and they chap me when it's still Meberes, you zicher return the Porah with the Porah Meberes. So Rashi says, Rameya holds, now what Rameya said, we can't, you can't say, but the Shini Shini Kaina, Chazal, the gather of the Knas was that we assume Ke'ilu, the Uba wasn't born. We assume Ke'ilu, the Giza wasn't cut. That means even though in reality the Giza was cut, it's not anymore on the Porah. In reality the Uba was born, it's not anymore Beberes. Rameya said, no. We assume Ke'ilu, it was like, it was Bishas the Gzeila, it was still attached to the Porah and the Rochel. And that's the knas, and therefore you return everything. That's the lumdus of Rameya. Upliga the Rameya, the Omar, kule shvoche yoivle, you return everything. Va'afal gav dekone gizo vlad b'shinoi, chazinele, we imagine, keman de kule shvoche akati alo. Kilu the shvach was still attached to it. Kemisha leinig zezo, like it wasn't even cut. Mishalim kula. Now, how do you, why do I have to imagine such things? Mishum knosa. But that's the gather of the knas. That means Rashi saying a merdik is achavul when Chazal make a knas rest of a geder. Not he goes back. He made a shinik. No, the geder of the knas was we consider keilu adayin loy nishtane. We consider keilu it was like it was before you cut it. It was before katbu. The Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda now and after was born, so Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Kedisa hashta hodra. No. You don't return the rochel with the gize. Kilu, no. Kedisa hashta hodra. You turn the rochel alone. Vihoda tova nami mine gize uvlad yoivle domi. You want the gize and the vlad, you'll pay for it. Domi demikora, how much it was worth, b'shas gzeila. The kone giza vlad b'shini. He was kone the giza and the vlad b'shini. Okay. So this is the Dvar Rashi explained, the machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rameya, when gozal pora mu'uberes, v'yoldo, so Rab Yehuda holds the, you return the pora, the vlad belongs to you, and then Rashi said two times, but you pay for how much was worth when it was muberes. And Rameya says we consider kilo it's the list muberes, it's the list tuna, and everything goes back to the nixa. Now, that is when the gzeile got worse than it was b'shas the mais. That means b'shas hamoda b'din, it's worse than it was b'shas the gzeile. Now, now Rashi goes back to explain what Rav Zvid was speaking of, Shvach shal gabi gzeila. Veheche da adayin kol ha-shvach oleo. Chayzeres kemoy shehi. Then, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he gives back the pore with the gize. But also Rab Shimon Lemeima, and Rab Shimon said, Afilu shvach oleo, afilu the shvach is on it, noit loy gazlan, tishine koine, loy shalom aladomim rishoinim, ki ilu hi shuma etzloy bekesef. Now, I'd like to say something I saw in a Teresh Shmuel. He says something I want to be myself a little bit on what he says. Now let's talk about this case. Shvach shal gabi gzeila chayzeres beiner. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person stole a behema reikonis, and it became Uberes, it goes completely back to the Nixon. So in the Teresh Shmuel, he says, what's Pshat? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Pora that became this Abba, there's no Shini whatsoever. That's called a Shini. I'm sorry. A Uber that became a Vlad, Giza that became Nixas, that's called a Shini. And if it's a shini, so the vlad belongs to him, the giza belongs to him, that is called a shini. But a pora that became mu'uberes, it's not a shini in the pora, so it's nothing. So it's the pora, the pora became mu'uberes. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, gzeila chayzeres beinel, means the gzeila, what's the gzeila, the rochel, Chayzeres returns by now, the way it is. It has a coat of wool on it now. So it goes back with the coat of wool. Nothing happened to the, this is the gzeila. It got his wool on it now. He wasn't kind of the wool. He wasn't kind of the rochel. It goes back. It's not a shini whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now, Rab Shimon says, all of a sudden, Rab Shimon says, what does Rashi say? V'osa Rab Shimon l'meima, afilu shvocha oleo, even though the schwach on it, neufle gazle. When that, Rav Yehuda says, if the schwach is on it, I stole a roch, and it became a tune, everything goes back. He says, no. Afilu shvach aleo, neufle gazle. The shini kaine. Shini is kaine. What was he kaine? State natera shmul, was kaine everything. He was kind of the Rochu, and he was kind of the Gizeh. He was kind of everything. V'lo yishalem elo domim rishenim kili yishum etzloi b'kesem. You only pay how much it was worth. You don't return anything. So what is Pshat Merab Shimon? So it's a Amor HaDikazach. We had mentioned in the beginning, when we started learning Agoy Zalaitzim, we had mentioned the Miri, and the Miri says the same thing over here. There's Amor HaDikamiri. What the lumbus of the Miri is, I don't know, but Akponim is a Miri. The Miri says like this, that if a person stole a Purim Uberes, the Yod. So the Miri, the Av She Yoda, Leichoshev, Shinei Bepora. It's not called a Shinei in the Purim. Shereya Purim Leinishtane. The Purim didn't change. Elo Shavlad Nischadish Poichidish Venishtane. So you're kind of the Uber, you're not kind of the Paul. But, the Meiri says, Avol Pora v'nis Avro, Hareze shinui eitzel ha-Pora v'harochel, ein echaiv la-havzer, el ha-demei Pora she'enem uberes. That's what the Meiri says. That here, a Ibul, a behemoth that becomes a muberes, a rochel that becomes a tuune, that is a shinui in the behemoth. So it's kind of everything. So Rav Shimon said, in this case, Gozel, we said the Barais is speaking about two cases. It's speaking about Gozel por muberes v'yoldo, and it's speaking about Gozel por rekonis m'nisabretzloi. In this case, Gozel Porim and Isabla Etzloi, here Rav Shimon says, now let's look at the Loshon of Rav Shimon on that Tzadikei Amad Aleph. So Rav Shimon says, Royin Oysa Kilo Yishuma Etzloi Bikesav. You just have to pay how much it was worth for Shastik Zeila. That's what you have to pay. You don't have to pay the Porim you keep, the Uber you keep everything, that's Ashinui and the Porim and the Uber. And you just pay how much the Purim was worth, Pishas Kseil. That is what Rav Shimon holds. That is Shitas Rav Shimon. And that is Pshat, what Rashi says, Lekama Meforish, Bamai Pligi Rav Yudav Rav Shimon. Later, Gemara says, in what case they're arguing? That means in the first case, which we mentioned here before, that Gozel Purim Uberes V'yoldo, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. There everyone holds that you kind of the blood. Everyone holds you return the poro. But the common beforish by my pligi, by gozal poro, menisabra etzloi. So there Rabbi Yehuda holds it is not a shini in the ibul. It is in the uber. It's not a shini in the poro. And gizela chayzeres beinel. And Rav Shimon says, no, it's a shinui, it's a shinui in the pora, the uba, everything belongs to him, and you just pay how much a pora rekonis is worth. This is l'chayre shitas Rashi in the Gemara. Now, I'd like to mention one more thing. A gewaldike ha'ore I saw in Natera Shmuel. He brings Be'etzim the sa'ore state in Bichas Avrom. But it's Meiridik Boilet in Rashi. Rashi says, let's talk about case number one. A person stole a Purim Uberes, V'yoldo. So Rav Yehuda said, Gzeila Chayzeres Beinel. So what does that mean? You give back the Gzeila is the Purim Rekonis. Purim Rekonis Chayzeres Beinel. The Vlad, I keep. That's what he was speaking about. Then Rashi says three times, a according to Rabbi Yehuda, but you have to pay for how much it was worth, b'shas the ibel. Now let's look again. Rashi said this three times. The hoda katova le nigzel the megi, if he was teveya, Hamad, if he was teveya, the megize v'uba shegozlo mimeno, Mishalem pis, pichsa, you pay how much, now it's less than it was before, the hoda katova le nigzel megize v'uba shegozlo mimeno. You pay that. And Rashi says it later, the same Rashi. Rashi says, become a Rabbi Yehuda Tzisa Hashta Hodra, you turn the Pararikonis, Vihoda Tova Nami Minei Gize, Uvlad, Yoav Leit Omin Demi Kore, the Kone Gize Vlad Vishina, and you pay how much it was worth before. Fine. Rashi says it here two times in this Rashi, and Rashi, and Omed Aleph, says it also, but look how Rashi, like Rashi seems to be, Gzeila Chayzeres Vainer, Kamoishi Yachshav Reikonis Yachserena. Vahadam Mishalem, now this Rabbi Yehuda didn't speak about it. The Megiza is Vuba, Kamashoi Bishas Agzeila. Lushvacha Giza Shishbiches, Lushvacha Vlad, Lakonis Rabbi Yehuda. Avodomim Shishas Agzeila, Mishalem. Again, but you pay how much it's worth Bishas Zeila. Narashi, the Leke, Leman, the Oma, Kola Gazonim, Botsu Mishas Agzeila. No one says you should pay less than it was worth when it stole it. So Rashi to say three times that you pay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that means, even though the Loshon of Rabbi Yehuda is, Chuldik is, it's very unclear, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gzeila Chayzeres Beinel, and he keeps the blood. He doesn't speak about paying money. No, Rashi says, Yezicha pay money. No one holds that, you say, Kola Gzonim Mishalmim, less than the Shasa Gzeila. So the Teresh Shmuz has a Moiridike vote. He says as follows. Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. We have to appreciate what Rashi is saying. Rashi holds, if a person stole a pora, if a person stole a pora, muberes, and later it gave birth, is so Rashi holds, it's not a shini in the pora. I wasn't kind of the pora, it's not a shini, the pora. It was muberes, not a muberes. Not a muberes. So on the pora I can say, Harei shalach lefanecha. It's not a shini. I say, Harei shalach lefanecha. So shem v'shemayim. So what do you want from me? And that what I stole a pora muberes, a fat pora. I'm giving you back a skinny pora. Is this a shini in the pora, yes or no? I believe you don't know. That's not a shini in the pora. There could be no one to know, according to Rashi. It's not called the Shidiba. So, I return to you the Gzela. Finished. The Vlad, the Uba, that's not yours, that's mine. I was going to be Shini. So what's more there to talk about? I was Meshav the Gzela. There was no Shini in the Gzela. So I return to you the Gzela. The Giza belongs to me. I was going to be Shini. So what else do I owe you? Why do I owe you something else? I return to you the Gzela. Veshem is a Gzela, Asher Gozal. Therefore, Rashi to say three times, no. He has to pay how much it was, but he stole a Pora Muberes, he has to pay how much it was worth then also. The Loi Matzina, we don't find he should pay less. Here Rashi says, even though the Lashon of Yehuda is very misleading about a Kaponet, that's what Rashi says. So what's the Lomdus of Rashi? So, he takes to Abichas Abram, the Abichas Ron takes to Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says, "I'm worried the Kazakh." Rab Chaim says, "There's two types of shinui. There's a shinui in the chefze, and there's a shinui in the gavre. What does that mean?" He says, "I'm worried the Kazakh." He says, "There's a din if I stole something and that thing changed, the dava nixel changed." I stole a Uber, the Uber became a Vlad. So then the din is, I'm kind of the Uber is mine, and I'm a kind of a Shiba. This is not, I stole a Uber, this is a Vlad, this is something else. So there the din is, you're not a kind of a Shiba, it's a Gzela, this is mine, you pay for the what you stole. If I stole a Pora Muberes, and it gave birth. Now, if you look at the Gzela, the parah wasn't mishtanet. Tashi, oh, that's a kol d'shini before it was moderes. That's a kol d'shini in the parah. This is the gzeila. That's in the din heftze, the heftze hanigzal did not change. But am I returning, I the Gazlan, am I returning everything I had taken away? No. I took away more than that. The chetze that is being returned is the gzeil asher gozel, that's not a shini. But did the gavre return everything what he took away? No, he took away a porah muberes, and he's giving back a porah ikonis. So there's a chiv and the gavre to make sure whatever you're taking away, he has to return. That's why he pays for the porah muberes. This is a new din. That means even though on the chetze, one can say, hareisha loch lefonecha, which is true, I wasn't taking the porah, this is your porah, and fartik. But on the Giza and the Uber, which is now non-existent anymore, now it's a Vlad and it's a Giza, it belongs to the Gazlan. But I am not repaying and returning to you what I have taken away from you. The Zadin Ve'eshim is a Gzeila and the Gazlan. The Gazlan has to make sure everything that he had taken away, he's returning. He took away a Porah Muberes, he's only returning a Porah Rikonis. Therefore, the Zachiev Tashlumim, and the Gizeh that was Tuna Bishas Gzeile, and that was Muberes.